This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Saturday right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732. There it goes again. 5563, get involved, get engaged. Yeah, that's a froggy button that kicks in from time to time. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. And I really do appreciate the time you spend with me, you know? I realize there could be 3,000 other shows out there, but you've chosen this one to listen to, and very much appreciate it. You got Dr. Bridget Melson joining me after the break. Talk about some of the issues that your teens are having to deal with. And get some real information, get some real info on how to deal with it. And why, frankly, why you should deal with it. Why you should talk about some of these issues at home, right, instead of letting them deal with it at schools. Right? I mean, I don't get it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm not the expert. This is why I bring in people like, you know, Dr. B. She's got a pulse on it. She knows how it works. She's been at it for quite a few years. And those are the people you want to get your information from. Those are the people you want to work with. So earlier said I was hearing, you know, I mean, they are working overtime to tell us how great Joe Biden is. And when you look at the numbers, and even the employment numbers, what they don't tell you is the percentage of those numbers that are actually have to do with part-time work. We're going to swallow it because we don't know any better. Right? Because you want I love you people that want positive information at any cost. Even if it's pulling smoke and mirrors over your eyes, you don't seem to care. But I don't want that. I don't want to feel good just to feel good. I want to feel good because we made a difference. We work hard. We turned it around. And what ends up happening every time, I keep telling you guys this, I wish you'd do your own research. What happens every time is how the numbers, the unemployment numbers, get upgraded. So you go back to just January 2023, right? They said that we added 517,000 new jobs. And we're all excited. Ooh, wow, look at that. Then they revised it down 30 days later. 504,000. Then when the real numbers came in, they revised it down again. I think it was 6 months later. No, 4 months later, I'm sorry. They revised it down to 472,000. And this is consistent. It's not new. It's consistent. The only month that was different in 23 was July. July started off with an initial reading of 187,000. Right? At the first revision, God, I can't get the tongue working here. The first revision went to 157,000 down two. And the second revision actually popped up to 236,000. So they started putting the numbers in the right place. They figured it out. So he had a 50,000, he had a, you know, a 50,000 increase in jobs. And again, the next time you see that is in December of 2023. Can you know what that's from, right? You know why it's only in December. It isn't that hard. But even in January, by the time we got to the end of February, January said they added 353,000. And when you get to the end of the month, you find out, yeah, it's only 220. Right? When they did the revision on it. That's why I say to you, you can't get too excited about the numbers until you actually give it time to settle in, give it time for them to clean them up. You know, when Trump was president, some feel he still is, right? I mean, you look at the inflation rates on certain issues, certain items across the country. When it came to energy, there was a 0.0% inflation rate in energy when Trump was president. Now it's at 38% plus. Gasoline, negative 2%. Now it's 47% plus. Electricity, 3%. With Joe Biden, it's up at 30%. You see a pattern here? But it's all Trump's fault, I'm sure. Right? Milk was at 2. Now it's at 15. I never knew they could tag these numbers to a particular industry or category. But I know this number was just updated a day or two ago, where used cars were at 2.5% inflation under Trump. At the time of this report, there were 20, a little over 20. And yet I know today, or no, yesterday, I'm sorry, it hit 30, or almost 30. So when you see the real numbers, if you take your time to think, work things through, talk about stuff, get with the experts, you get real numbers. Right? You're able to work with this stuff for real. And then you can push back for real. I am, again, I'm tired of some of you throwing me stories and giving me stories and telling me about things that ultimately aren't true. That simple. All right, when we come back, I think, I hope, we'll have Dr. B with us, Dr. Bridget Melson. Talk about the issues that you're having with your teams and how you can help them. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a minute.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the Witness Protection Program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Would have been like, what are you, stupid? That would have been nice. Show the TV host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. You know, be part of the conversation. That way you become part of the solution. You know, you got to get informed. Right? You get informed. You use that information properly. You don't shove it down somebody's throat, but you use the information. You learn from it and use it to help other people. It's not a bad thing. If you want to save these kids, you want to save what they're going through and that kind of stuff, then get the information you need, send it on, give it on to people around you that might, I don't know, might listen to you, and you might be able to help them. Really, I know somebody can help you. It ain't me, but I know somebody can help you. Dr. B can help you. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me. And Dr. B, as usual, thanks for being with me and so much appreciate your time.
Always good to be here, and it gets crazy.
Hey, I got a real surprise for you. Okay, I thought you wrote this piece. And there's a piece of Newsweek that says, teen psychosis risk may be linked to computer and video games.
What year is this? Was this written?
My God.
Just now?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, they must have heard some of our shows together and saw you on Facebook and decided, maybe she might be right. Can you believe this?
You know, I've been trying to say, you know, you can add social media to that. You know, we've talked about digital heroin for how long. And it's just an attack on our kids and their brains, all of it.
Mm-hmm.
And parents are losing their minds. And it's like, but it's too late, you know, unfortunately, in many ways. I mean, it's not too late to be a parent. And bond with them and spend time with them, heaven forbid. But I will tell you that once they reach, you know, much beyond 13 or 14 years old and on up through, their brains are already developed in a different way than we were intended for our minds to be developed.
Wow.
So, I mean, look at the mental health issues with kids. You know, one parent said, isn't it just about, you know, I talk about this, and I encourage people to email me at drb@drbradio.com and give me your questions. But, you know, one parent just said, isn't there, like, therapy or, you know, psychologist or something we can do to help them? I'm like, absolutely, you could help them. But what's going on is what parents, you know, and I've been saying this for 20 years plus, that you're – kids' brains and minds develop differently when they're not outside and they're not creative and they are instead online and looking at a phone. And look at the cancer rates. I don't know if people – two things. You know, I talked to my ophthalmologist and optometrist about how she sees such 80% increase in kids needing glasses and corrective lenses because of their looking at the screens and – their eyes are not being developed correctly because we're meant to go outside and see far away and experience life and not constantly be looking at that. Right. You and I have talked about how chiropractors are seeing kids because of text neck, right?
Oh, yeah.
It just curves. It's a curvature. And anyway, so all of these things, their brains aren't developing correctly. I know you didn't ask for all this, but I started to go into it. Their eyes are at risk, their physicalness, there's an increase in cancer, you know, among kids, brain cancer because of the radiation, you know, these phones. So and you can research this. I'm not a conspiracy theorist.
No.
Somebody just called me, you know, a conspiracy theorist. And then I got last week, and I just got another message that I speak God too much. That why do I interject God and everything and call these people out?
Oh.
And I'm like, yeah, Christian nationalists right here.
Oh, yeah, there you go, right?
It's a huge thing, right? Sheesh.
All right, but some of these parents, again, I know you can't fix this in 30 minutes, but some of these parents really thought that they were doing... they weren't doing anything wrong with letting their kids play these video games when they were younger and that kind of stuff. And, you know, some of them might be, I don't know, 20, 25 years old today, and they've been playing these games since they were 10, 11, and 12. What are their options?
After having the increased stress and the hyperarousal and all of that that's depleted, you know, and that's what... It is. It's short attention span. It's impulsiveness, lower the ability to deal with frustration, which we see, right? We get to see these kids going off. And literally, it's like they are for an extended period of time, meaning years and years up into adulthood, are like, act like overstimulated toddlers. You know, I know adults, men and women, mostly men, gamers, right? That you try to get off, you know, or speak truth to and try to explain what's going on, and literally they turn into like a toddler, you know, they lose their minds. So I honestly, what we're seeing, what the research is showing, is that the majority of our kids are addicted to something electronic, and parents really, I can't stress enough, you got to get your kids outside. You know, you've got to get them involved in the arts or take them to a movie or sports or something that, I mean, their minds are just being taken over by all of this. So
well, there's a feeding that goes on. You know, I jokingly call it that. You know, they're making your brain mush because your brain isn't having to work things out. It is now being fed the answer, fed the process, fed the jokes, fed the information. There's no real muscle movement there, is there?
Correct. Yeah. It's literally a decrease in gray matter and an increase in white matter, I believe. It might be the opposite because I have not eaten my dinner fully yet. But I believe that's what it is. But, yes, and what that means basically, whichever one it is, and I'll research it at the break. And I just have to look at my notes. But basically what it is you need the gray matter, you need the white matter. So the pathways can function properly. And so you need the pathways for the neurons and, you know, all of those, all of that, those synapses can go from the parts of the brain that needs to the body parts it needs to, and then produce thinking and produce creativity and produce a moral person that thinks things through. And the problem is our brains, the child's brain is now overloaded, you know, with stimuli, and it stresses out the brain completely, and it leaves them, it actually depletes them mentally. It depletes it. And that's why I said it leads to, and we're seeing it, shortened attention span, impulsiveness, sociopathic behavior because they don't care. They're desensitized. You know, never mind that physiologically the brain is affected, but now we've got them desensitized to shooting and killing, and it's a thing, and I can hear people laughing at me right now. But
no, we're gonna talk about no. See, I totally agree with you from a standpoint. Even the what I call the shoot 'em up bang bang games. You know,
mm-hmm.
We'll talk about that more on the other side of the break. Don't go far. A lot more with Joe Messina and Dr. B when we return.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome
USA News update. A series of storms swept across the south. Northeast of Houston, the Southern Baptist of Texas Disaster Relief Arm said it sent volunteers to help in flood-stricken areas, particularly in Jasper County. Earlier, separate reports confirmed tornadoes caused damage in both Texas and Louisiana. O.J. Simpson has passed away at the age of 76 after battling cancer. That's according to his family. Known for his involvement in the 1990s murder case of his ex-wife Nicole Brown Simpson and her friend Ron Goldman, Simpson captured media attention during a televised slow-speed chase through Los Angeles before his arrest. Despite being found not guilty of the murders, he later faced imprisonment in Nevada for robbery and kidnapping charges. Meta, Instagram's parent company, is introducing measures to safeguard teens from nude images. A new feature will identify photos containing nudity and automatically blur them when shared with users under 18. John Schaefer, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Bettini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Maybe they should pick up dancing. I don't know. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@joemessina.com. joe@joemessina.com. Let's bring her back on. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. She does, or tries to do, every week. And we go through some of the issues you're having with your teens and very common issues that you guys are having with your teens, with everybody, you know? And, Dr. B, you were talking about, you know, the games and how they affect them, that kind of stuff. And, you know, years ago I did a show. I had three or four Marines on, and I had their, you know, drill sergeant on with them. And we were talking about the young recruits that were coming in, and he made a comment at one point in time, and he said, you know, they're a lot more aggressive and less fearful of engaging. And he attributed it to, guess what? Video games. And he said, you know, the kill rates are up, and it's because they don't no longer perceive, like the generation before them, that that's a human being that they're shooting at. They're in a video game.
Yeah. But the brain, right, doesn't, especially younger, you know, for you know, adults, maybe, but you've already done the damage, you know, honestly, to your brain, and your part of the brain that's where desensitization lies. And people are like, so you get desensitized. Okay, desensitization, people, just so you know, is your empathy, and it is what leads to sociopathology or sociopathy, whichever you want to call it. Not psychopathy, because that is literally you're born that way and you are, you know, raised in an atmosphere that's that way. But truly, desensitization means you're not listening to your conviction anymore. You're not empathetic and you don't really care. Both sides, there's a failure to attach. And That's the problem. And one of my favorite, I don't mean in a good way, but just a great example are the studies on fMRIs, which are functional MRIs, meaning that while you're getting an MRI, you're playing these video games, or they're showing you slides or pictures of violence or, you know, domestic violence videos, violence videos. So what's happening during this MRI, what they found is the men and young boys who participated in domestic violence, they were the the ones that did it. their brain activity was the same part of the brain was affected of teens and 20-something men that played violent video games, any kind of violence. And I don't mean, like, terrible, off-the-chart violence. I mean simple blood, guts, shooting, you know, things like that. And that was more than an hour a day. So it was the same parts of the brains affected as domestic violence perpetrators. So don't, you know, again, people are like, it's just a game, it's just this. That's fine. Watch a movie where there's violence. I get it. Play some video games. But this is more than an hour daily. And that's is significant. And now the new research is showing that it's playing violent video games for only 30 minutes a day is now very similar to that of domestic violence perpetrators in that moment. Doesn't mean it can't get better. It absolutely can get better. That's the good news on this. But it does... you know, there are therapies that can reduce aggressive behavior, you know, that is elicited by, you know, violent video games.
But parents isn't really there a level, there's a level of, what do you guys call that stuff, a dopamine or whatever, there's a level of a high that you get with all that, you know, fighting and whatever it is that they're doing. They're going to miss that.
Right, absolutely. That's what I, you know, when I was talking about that everybody's addicted to everything if you have a smartphone these days. Kids, developmentally. You know, people like you and I, not so much because we haven't grown up with it. We actually went outside and played and, you know, our parents wouldn't let us in, number one.
We had no choice in the matter. We had to go.
No, I didn't want to go in because that meant work. Back in? All right, scrub the floor. Do the right?
Yep.
Literally, that's what my grandparents, you know, because my mom was a single mom working all the time, and I'd go back in. Oh, you need to go help, you know, your grandmother with the dishes. I'm like, nope, I'm going back out.
Listen, I lived in Boston. You know, when they say go outside, there could be 2 inches of, 2 feet of snow out there.
Oh, my God, that's right.
Play in the snow. Do something. That's where
for
I get
real?
To do something from, you know.
Yeah, oh, man, I grew up on the beach.
Make a snow fort, you know, beat each other up with snowballs. Do something constructive. Get outside.
Seriously. Oh, my gosh, we had it easy in Southern Cal, right?
Right. You guys probably didn't even drink out of people's hoses here. I don't know, maybe.
Right? Oh, my gosh, I think I told one of my kids, just drink out of the hose, and they just looked at me like... I just asked them to, like, slice their toes off or something.
Yeah. No, and what you were talking about, by the way, when you approach those people, they don't think they have a problem. They're not addicted. They're fine.
Right. It's because they don't know anything else, you know, at this point. Then why is there a problem if there's not a digital addiction going on, that when you say, hey, can you lay off, come spend time with me, let's go outside, and they lose their mind, or they're like, no, I mean, just one more, I just have to finish this, I have to jump on, my friends are waiting, you know, whatever, fill in the blank, whatever the excuse is. Although a lot of these studies, it's so frustrating, and someone just asked in the, if y'all are... I can hop on to JoeMessina.com, do it. But someone just asked, you know, in the chat room, is this going to get better? You know, is there any end to this? And, I mean, I'd love to say yes. And is the potential, is there potential? Yes, to do that. But the problem is that we're just getting busier as parents and grandparents, and we're just kind of getting numb and desensitized ourselves, you know, as adults. And they're just, you know, the peer pressure, the parental peer pressure, as well as the child peer pressure to own a device and be on it, and that's the way you communicate. It is so high that I don't know, sort of, what do you call those EMPs? Pulse that just obliterates the entire system. Oh. Short of that, I don't see how. I mean, we're not going to get rid of devices. We've got AI now that's going to get out of control. You know, it's going to do all of our homework.
There's somebody who did a podcast with me using AI. I never did a podcast with these people. They did a podcast with me in AI, made it look like I was against everything except breathing on your own, you know.
Are you serious?
Yeah, dead serious. And my understanding now is for it to imitate your voice, it only needs, I think it was 7 to 10 seconds of a voice track for you. Which is amazing.
See?
Yep.
I mean, that's great and all. I mean, that's really intriguing, but no.
Yeah.
Right? I don't, and not to go way off the deep end, but then as a Christian, I now understand the whole, you know, mark of the beast and one world, you know, economy and one world numbers, because you're going to have something so people don't steal all your digits, right?
Right.
Your bank accounts, and definitely can lead, but I'm just a white, what am I called? White Christian nationalist.
Oh, yeah.
That is dangerous to society.
It's just, again, just amazing. But I want to go in a different direction a little bit here, if I could pull this off. And that is, I don't know if you've seen the reports now coming out of the UK and Sweden and other places like that. They are stopping the hormone blockers. They are stopping the transition surgeries. They're stopping all of it because they're, you know, saying, hey, we didn't do enough research on this. We moved too fast on this. We need to rethink this. And for those kind of countries to do that, you know it's a problem, correct?
If they're doing it, right, they tend to lead the liberal train, you know, out there. But I did see that in, I think it was the Wall Street Journal, that the UK was criticizing puberty blockers for gender dysphoria in minors. So that's good, because it is, here we are, it is a mental issue. It is a mental health issue. It is called gender dysphoria. We can't cater to it. It just makes no sense. It's like saying, you know, if this serial killer comes and says, I have a problem hurting people, and you're like, oh, okay, well, let's cater to that and give you some guns and some knives.
Gotta go for a quick break.
Yeah.
We'll come back, and I want to hit on gender dysphoria just a little bit more. It seems to be the month for me for it, because everybody's talking about it, and now major changes are happening. Be back in a minute, people. Don't go far.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guide with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for a specialist to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, seems a certain voodoo priest who will have the power to bring him back to life.
How horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Patino, your host. It's always a pleasure to have you on. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me here on the air in the chat room, texting. I guess it's not tweeting anymore. It's Xing or something like that. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with us. Dr. B is with me. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me, as she does every week, to talk about some of the issues and how to help your teens. You know, boy, they are in a bad way, or they are in a bad place, and they need help. Dr. B.
Yeah. That about sums it up.
Well, pretty
no,
much,
our kids,
right?
No. Our kids, it's an attack. It's an all-out war. We knew it was going to happen. It's prophesied. Again, that's me being a white Christian nationalist.
You're talking about that God stuff again? Come on.
I know. Here's the thing, Joe. It's fine. I do your thing, you know, people. But you just got to come up. I have yet to find someone that has come up with a better system, right? A better consistent moral code that actually benefits society, right? And you and I have both asked that of people. Okay, throw the Bible out. Throw the Ten Commandments out. Throw God's moral code out. All right? What are you going to use? And people just, they either block you or say the F word to you, or you are dumb, or you're this. And no, just a question. You're following some code. Where do you get it? They can't do it. I posted a bunch of, false teachers on Facebook because I actually do my work and research.
You actually do research? You mean you didn't pull those out of
the dark place? Joe.
Then it can't be true. That's all there is to it.
It can't. And this guy, and I love this guy because he's in my community, but he's like, okay, you're over the top. You have lost your marbles. And I'm like, what? You know, with this. And I'm like, all you have to do is, like, Google them and look at some YouTube, and Larry King, these people have been on. You know, Joel Osteen was one, right? And, you know, now the story's back of him, you know, going, supporting Lady Gaga and the LGBT, you know, whole movement, because we got to love everybody. I'm like, okay, that's not what you're doing by supporting that. But, you know, Kenneth Copeland, you know, there are numerous videos of him losing his mind, just so many. T.D. Jakes, right? Ugh, another one. The White House one that said amen and a woman. And I'm just like, you guys, I'm not losing my mind. We are asked to be discerning. I need parents to put on their discerning cap with kids as well, because you can't just give in to them. You can't rescue them. You know, put the false teachers and pastors just on the back burner right now. But as parents, we need to be discerning with our kids.
But I want you to think about something, because I've had these conversations with people. So I want you to think about something here. I want you to think about the fact that a lot of those, like the Joel Osteens of the world, you look at the major portion, if you would, of their teaching. And the major portion of their teaching being, you know, you have to feel good about yourself. It's all about you, what you do for you, and how you do you. That kind of thing. That, to me, you don't have to go deep. You don't have to be a deep scholar to go, wait a minute. I haven't heard the word Jesus or the name Jesus there in quite some time. Come on, buddy. That kind of stuff. You know what I mean? But they go home from the sermon, and they're not, you know, feeling good, or they think that they're supposed to feel good. Well, maybe if you're not feeling good, maybe something's convicting you to change something you're doing. I'm just guessing here. I'm not a scholar.
But it's that whole absolute, neither am I. I mean, I've loved Jesus since I was 7 years old. So, you know, like 20 years ago. But anyway, no. The thing is I honestly, and I know I'm going to get hate for this even from, quote, Christian, non-Christian, I don't see how you are honestly a true Christ follower, and I don't call myself a Christian, because everybody's a Christian, I don't think you're a true, everybody's a Christian, apparently, a Christ follower, if you aren't exercising and realizing that discernment is a thing. I mean, the Bible says to test the spirits. It talks about it.
Test the spirits. Yep.
It does. And false teachers basically teach an error, you know, about God's nature and his attributes. It's like important stuff. I've researched fully the whole, what do you call it when they're all like jumping around and screaming and Lord have mercy. I can't think of. A lot of those churches deny the Trinity even. And I, you know, for people to, you know, this guy, and I love this guy, but to say that I've gone off the rails, I'm like, why? Why? Read the Bible, you know, listen to these people. And it's just that I get in the way of their feel good, you know, time.
Well,
Jesus was not about feeling good.
No, you and I talked about this a bunch of times, and I always said the same thing, like, look, When you come back on Sunday afternoon and you and I are talking, and you can tell me, I know I'm going to get mail for this, you can tell me what songs were played during worship, but you really can't tell me what the sermon was about, yeah, I'm kind of concerned.
Right. Not only that, but you come back home telling all these awesome stories, right? And the pastor talked about this and when he was a kid and when, you know, yeah, his teacher true. This yeah. and when the, and it's here's the thing. And this has been a real topic because I got so many messages from this post today. And to me, you know, as parents, we need to have that moral foundation, right? I always bring this back to our families and our kids. Because if you don't have one and you're not following your moral code, your kid, what are they supposed to follow? You're opening them up to so much in this world that will eventually, you know, get them. But false teaching, you know, preys, and to me, this is parents that don't have a good moral code and don't talk about it regularly. It preys on the spiritually immature, for sure. False teaching can be the product of distorted interpretations. And false teaching grows out of ungodly ambition, ignorance, and conceit. And that conceit word, right? Pride. Look at these people who, you know, even in Hollywood and Oprah, all these people that think they're gods. You know, we've got don't we have some kind of Emmys or something coming up? It's all based in pride and conceit.
So much fun of those things. It's like, look at me. Look how good I am. Aren't you going to vote for me? Because I'm so great.
Oh my gosh, I think ABC posted on Facebook that, I think it's the Emmys, Grammy, I think it's the Emmys. The Emmys are coming up and da da da, and so many people are like, they still have those? And what? You know, I can't, you know, it's the same people patting each other on the back, but that's their world. They just, Instagram I think is probably the worst and the best as far as my research goes and looking at, you know, what our kids are exposed to. As far as morality, and just you, right? We've talked about this absolute truth, whatever your truth is. And to go with that, I watch Married at First Sight. I love reality shows because it teaches me as a psychologist about the culture. And I know my husband walks in and is like, how can you watch this? I'm like, it's purely research. I promise. It really is because these people are crazy. Yeah. But this last one they had out of Colorado was so bizarre. It was these women that were in power just bashing these men for being controlling. And controlling to them was, you know, making sure they're taken care of, making sure their rent's paid, making sure that they had food in the fridge. And, you know, you're doing this and I'm empowered. And I'm like, here we go. You know, it was such, it was just such a joke. But I think what got me circling back to Hollywood and these Instagram stars and YouTube, you know, personalities. But it was Kevin Frazier, right? He's on Entertainment Tonight, I think.
Yes.
But he's the one, yeah, he's a black dude, good-looking black dude. He was the one hosting, you know, the reunions and the show. And just seeing him completely cater to, it's your truth, therefore it's the truth. And I'm like, no, it's not, because we're watching the video. That's not what happened. So just bringing this back, that parents, you got to get your kids out of this world, you know, out of this social media world, because this whole your truth is taking over. Whatever you feel like, do it. But it's taking it to an extent where do you stop? Where do you stop? Oh, he felt like driving drunk. You know, that's his truth. He wasn't drunk in his mind. That's his truth. Wow. And, you know, he ran over this. You know, it's where do you stop it?
So there's 8 billion people on the planet, give or take a few hundred million. And,
yes.
And so that means that we have 8 billion different gods, 8 billion different truths, 8 billion different moral codes. Seriously?
Yeah.
Seriously.
That's it. I mean, that... It is so impractical of a concept. But again, being a believer, this is what the enemy wants to do, right? It's like the Tower of Babel all over again. It's that believe what you want. Nobody speaks the same truth. Nobody's speaking the same moral language. And that's what the enemy wants. And here we are. And I'm a white Christian nationalist for saying that now. They've got to call me something, right?
Yep.
Oh, I just don't know.
All right, we got to go for, well, it's the top of the hour. You said you hang on a little bit more, right? No?
Yep.
Maybe?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, hang on a little bit more. We'll be back in a little bit with Dr. B at the top of the third hour, and then after that, you're stuck with me, so good luck to you. We'll be back in a few minutes.
right now.